This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Have you ever sat back and sighed and said, well, I wish my life was so simple that's all I had to worry about? Well, I've said it, and I seem to say it a lot these days. So the news comes out that towns in the South are going to tear down decade-old statues of Confederate generals because, after all, the Civil War was about slavery. And that today translates to racism. Did the South have slavery? Well, yeah. It did, but that doesn't mean every single Confederate officer and soldier had slaves or condoned slavery. Probably not. So you say, wow, I wish my life was so simple that that's all I had to worry about was knocking down old statues. Black Lives Matter? Well, I really don't even know where to start on this one. All lives matter, but apparently that isn't the case. Screaming and hollering that Black Lives Matter accomplishes what? Again, we're supposed to ignore the many problems facing Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans, even whites, to the sole purpose of screaming Black Lives Matter? And you say, wow, I wish my life was so simple that's all I had to worry about. Abolish the police. Well, we hear about it all the time because, you see, police are by nature racist. Ignore the facts that simply don't support this assumption and carry on like our world would be a better place without police. That is, until you need them, of course. But no, just like everything else these days, let's tear down another institution. And you sigh and say, well, you know. Now we're going to change the name of certain sports teams. We're going to change decade-old names of mountains and roads and parks and such. We're going to change the names on some of our schools, universities, and hospitals. We're going to change virtually everything we know because we have to be politically correct in everything we do these days. No wonder we don't teach our children much history in school anymore. I mean, after all, anything they learn would be either racist or discriminatory or just flat-out wrong thinking. It seems like some people just have nothing better to do than come up with some lame argument about why this or why that should be changed or deleted entirely, whether it's historically correct or not. America has warts in its past. That's just the way it is. So according to these people, we need to get in our time machine, go back in the past, and change everything that we don't like about our American history. We need to make heroes into villains. We need to make noble Americans into traitors. We need to make freedom fighters into cowardly racists. Basically, we need to change anything and everything that our new woke culture doesn't like. And you yawn and you say, wow, I wish my life was so simple that's all I had to worry about. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.